This is CPR News. I'm Haley May. A plan to remove toxic chemicals from water is in the works in El Paso County. KRCC's Shanna Lewis.
The forever chemicals known as PFAS come from household, commercial, and other sources. They're found nearly everywhere. Kevin Brown manages the Metro District that serves about 18,000 customers adjacent to Colorado Springs. He says they've been evaluating the best methods of removing the contaminants.
And I'm glad we did this real-world testing because the technology that in a lab showed the best results showed the worst results in the real world, and more average one performed the best with our particular blend of water quality.
Brown says the levels they're dealing with are lower than in some other parts of the county. He says Cherokee Metro is currently designing a treatment facility and aims to have it up and running in 2029. Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
Meanwhile, the Trump administration has proposed cutting funding for a Western Water Conservation Program. That's according to a federal budget request submitted by the White House. The Bureau of Reclamation's Water Smart Program funds drought, water conservation, and habitat restoration projects. Sarah Porterfield works at the conservation group Trout Unlimited. It received Water Smart dollars for a restoration project on the San Juan River in Pagosa Springs.
This is a really important funding source for those kind of multi-benefit projects across the West.
It's provided more than $70 million to dozens of Colorado projects since 2010. Congress is currently debating the president's proposal. It'll have until September 30th to pass a federal budget for the next fiscal year. A Montrose man has become the third oldest person in history to summit Mount Kilimanjaro. 88-year-old Charlie Winger was part of a nine-person team that reached the top of Africa's tallest mountain on July 5th. The climb took over a week to accomplish. This is Winger's second time conquering Mount Kilimanjaro. He successfully climbed the 19er in 1986. Sunny and hot along the Front Range today with a high of 94 degrees in both Denver and Colorado Springs. Storms rolling in this afternoon. This is CPR News.